We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! I think what Mitch said after the game, let's go back to that.
Oh my gosh. There, yeah.
Listen to it again.
This is what I want to do.
Listen to this transcript.
Yes.
What have we been hearing with Trump and the... right?
What I say is, read the transcript.
You're just seeing space, you're seeing the defense, and you're kind of just reacting. It's something I've been doing my whole life, so it's more natural for me.
Read the transcript.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all about the transcript.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to have Dave here in studio. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Oh, that means a lot to us. Thanks for that. Thanks to Dustino.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
And Kevbo.
I'll tell you what, it looks like prohibition's working.
And especially thanks to Ray.
You know, your knowledge of sports is fascinating.
And Ray, I asked him this morning, how do you get through, as a vegan, how does one get through Thanksgiving?
Your expression when you were asking Ray that question was classic, like how do you get through Thanksgiving?
Well, it's pretty horrible because he has a what is it again, Ray? You have a
tofurkey.
A tofurkey, right? Is that
right,
the
Ray?
Term? Tofurkey.
It's a tofurkey. It's
oh,
a tofu
boy.
Turkey. It's really good, actually.
And you're not allowed a cranberry, right? They don't go
cranberries
for cranberries.
Are acceptable.
No cranberries for Ray.
It's rough.
Not acceptable.
It is horrible. Can't have a cranberry. Doesn't seem right. Seems like he's taking the vegan thing too far.
How about pumpkin? Plenty of options for me.
I'm trying to cut him off everything. All he really has is a giant heaping, almost fishbowl full of eggnog. Even though that's not allowed.
He can't have the egg. That's yeah, wrong.
If he's vegan, he can't have egg.
He can't have anything. He's eating faux turkey, guys.
Just a giant salad.
No pumpkin
of hemp.
Pie.
That's what he's got to eat.
Are you a big tofu eater? Dan, you probably experiment with tofu.
I've had it.
But you experiment with it.
The only time I will run into it.
Only experiment.
The only time I'll run into it and find it remotely palatable is if there is a cube of it in miso soup.
Oh, yes.
That just sort of happens to be there.
I think that's the only place I've really eaten it.
Hold on.
Yeah,
you have to explain. You have to translate that for me.
Miso soup.
Japanese soup.
It's so good.
Absolutely. And it's usually that's like that silken, slippery little cube, but only because it's been soaking in the soup.
And it's almost melted, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, as a huge fan of the Japanese steakhouse, I don't think there's anything there for a vegan.
No, I don't think so.
Some of the vegetables.
No.
Especially the cranberry. No.
No. I don't think that's on the menu.
Well, they've changed that experience, too, because now it's so carb-heavy that now they do... It used to be, you know, you get a little bit of rice, and it was mostly the soup and that fabulous cold iceberg salad with
salad.
That great ginger dressing.
Ginger dressing. Oh, get out of here.
And it's always super cold. Yes. I love that salad.
Yeah.
One of the few great uses of iceberg lettuce that there is. But now that they do the buttered noodles and the rice,
that.
They load you up with rice and all this, so it's so carby now.
Right. You don't have to eat the rice.
How's your anxiety before Thanksgiving today? Any better?
So
did you sleep okay?
I was worried about you yesterday leaving here. I said, how's meal planning going? And he looks at me and goes, fine.
It's worse. You know, my cousin dropped out. They've got these these electric warming plates because now we have to.
Yes.
Not only is it cooking everything, but it's making sure everything is the right temperature at the right time. And the turkey's got to be my back timing of the turkey from defrosting to in the oven to out of the oven to rest to when you get the foil on it. I mean, I'm not well. I got to do the Brussels. My daughter is in charge of the stuff. She's doing all the stuffing. So she said, "Dad, I think she noticed something was wrong. Like my eyebrows twitching or something." And she's like, "Look, I'm going to handle the stuffing. You don't worry about it."
Are you making your green bean casserole?
That's his deal.
I am. Yeah, I'm making. Yeah. We just had six added to the party. There's like an extra six people coming, so everything that I cook it in needs to be doubled and tripled and stuff. So I really don't know how to do that.
If you have Ray come over, Dan, then you would have to throw in a what is it again?
A tofurkey.
Yeah. It still doesn't register.
It doesn't matter what temperature that's served at.
How do you make a tofurkey?
I have no idea. He'd be in charge of bringing his own.
Bring your own tofurkey.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like a very nice.
That doesn't seem very Thanksgiving like.
Yeah. Does yeah. It? Yeah.
Not very. I remember. Much gratitude there.
I often will dress up as a pilgrim on Thanksgiving.
Evan Pilgrim, former bear tackle.
I will tell you, Pilgrim was in my office one day and coach. Coach,
Bernsie, if Evan Pilgrim makes that block, then what are you asking me? Come on, Bernsie.
Oh, Wani was great today.
He was awesome today.
He was going back into the Emmitt Smith file.
Yeah, he was
old Cowboys stuff.
Giving you some stories.
Yeah.
Oh, you get him going on Jimmy stories, man.
That's the greatest.
It's
the
best. Get it.
What's funny is oftentimes every Jimmy story will begin with, "So we're having a Heineken." Like they drink a lot of Heineken back in the day.
And it's 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, it's 11 o'clock in the morning and he's got chilled vodka shots going on.
No, it's always Heineken. That was it.
And Jimmy's got the life, man. That's the dude you want to be. Do a little bit of television,
yeah,
and fish in the Gulf. You know, he gets right out on his boat. And
didn't he have wasn't there some sort of an accident? Didn't I read that when they had the storm, his boat was sent? His boat like wound up in the front yard.
What will he ever
apparently
do?
Maybe the insurance had lapsed. I mean, he can buy another boat.
Oh, that's too bad.
He has plenty of money, but he might not have had it going at that point. Just saying.
Ah.
Got to know how you guys feel about the Yolmer Sanchez news.
Oh, devastated. Just
because the money.
We'll beat up.
The money that it would cost. He's a defensive player at this point, right?
Yeah.
$6 million.
It's too much.
Too much.
What? Too much.
As opposed to what? Jose Abreu?
I do think it's too much. I agree with you. Molly's got a little bit of the heartstrings here
Listen, I've watched the White Sox for a very long time, and there's been little reason for me to continue. But when Yolmer gets out there and he holds up that Gatorade full of water and just pours it on himself, that made me cry, man.
Well, that's what I said. Try to be good or try to be fun?
I need a little fun in my life,
fella. I'd like to be fun while you're good.
Yeah, but I was joking with Connor. I walked in. I said, are we going to pour one out for Yolmer today over our own heads?
Yes,
you know,
that's
what you got to do.
Listen, the fact of the matter is because Yolmer – because he was so successful defensively, he can no longer be on the team. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won a gold glove. Oh, my God, fantastic. Get out.
He priced himself out of the category of utility infielder.
I'm just hoping that no one claims him, and then maybe he can come back and
somebody's going to claim him.
He can poke his way. Not for $6 million, David. Are you not following what they're saying?
Nah, probably not going to claim him. I just think – you know, whether it's the $6 million you're going to have to pay Yolmer or the 11 or 16 or however you want to break it down for Jose Abreu, nothing should make the White Sox come up even a dollar short of a bid on Garrett Cole or Zach Wheeler.
And that's fair enough.
Or Madison Bumgarner.
But why did you sign Abreu before you signed them?
I don't know. And that's
you
why
you promised him you would. You lost all leverage when you said in July that he's going to be a White Sox for life.
Okay, but I suppose that is the why. But if that costs you,
all I care about is the why, Connor.
If Yolmer,
we care about the why.
If Yolmer returns and he spends three more years with the organization, then he gets the parachute contract for life, right? Because he's been here for a fairly long time, and then
he'd be darn near
the loyalty clause
kicks
in,
wouldn't he?
Yes,
get the whole pension.
But you have to pay him at that point.
Company match.
I can't help it that I am amused by Yolmer and I like him.
Well, sure.
I apologize.
But you can understand why they don't want to pay him that money. Just look, let's celebrate the fact that the White Sox can move on from novelty acts and actually go try to win something.
See, I thought that would be the way that you'd view that, because that's the right way.
No,
unfortunately,
David, I have a soul. Unlike any of these cold-hearted sons of dogs.
You can play for Jim Boylan if you've got... Your soul.
You need a spirit, too.
He has a soul and a spirit, which I think is important.
And you won't have to hit a three-pointer to save your life.
Timeout lodged.
Guard anybody.
Just, separate all your feelings about basketball. You don't think having a soul and a spirit is important?
I think our spirit was damaged, and then we gave up 75 points because we didn't guard anybody. I mean, it's such a clown show. It's such a clown show. It's so unfortunate. We're going to get into it. But there are guys on that team. There are good players. There are players who want to be coached. I mean, just look and listen to Wendell Carter Jr. Listen to the stuff he says. Look at the look on his face. And you can see all they need is somebody to lead them. Somebody to tell them where to be and when to be there and why.
Who do you think that is? I mean, I know your feelings about Boylan, but if it's not Boylan, do the Bulls go A, outside the organization, or B, you've got Doug Collins sitting, you know, is he a guy?
Yeah, he doesn't have the energy to do it full time. On an interim basis, maybe just to put a bandage on this, on the bleeding right now, you could do that. But there are so many competent coaches on this planet. There are competent coaches in other countries. There are competent coaches in college. There are people who know
in other countries.
There are. This guy, look, Chris Fleming.
I want a worldwide search.
Seriously, right now, Chris Fleming, if you just promoted Chris Fleming, you would have a much more competent outfit.
Well,
he knows what he's doing.
Do you need a coach? I thought the players were the coach.
No.
You don't need a coach?
No, I'm saying the players are not the coach. No, okay. Coaching matters.
Do you think
matters
that Boylan's presence is impeding Lauri Markkanen from being the player that they need him to be?
Yes.
That way.
In what way? Like just because of the structure of the offense or not putting him in the right spots?
All of the above? All of it. I think they're running a defensive scheme that exacerbates their weaknesses instead of trying to strengthen their strengths. I don't understand why they're doing what they're doing. I don't understand it. And nothing that comes out of his mouth seems to make sense or seems to betray that he's aware of what's going on or why.
It's not an irrational response either, because this was the season that they promised there would be progress.
Go back and listen to everything Michael Reinsdorf said to you on your show about home games. About, look, we were historically bad at home. That can't happen. Look what they're doing.
Right.
You got boat raced by the Blazers,
who were on the sixth game of a six-game road trip.
Who had Melo
FaceTiming his kid.
FaceTiming.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
Go back to what the owner said his expectations were. But not mine, really, not yours, his.
Do you really need an owner? Aren't the players the owner? Ultimately, Dan. What have you today?
Well, we're a little different today because we had to move some things around with a little short week. So Sage Rosenfels is going to break down what the Bears did, what Mitchell Trubisky did, some of the stuff with the two-minute offense, four-minute play action, all that. Going to get into the weeds a little bit at 9:40. Ben Lindbergh of The Ringer and the author of The MVP Machine. We'll talk baseball, Cubs, Sox, Astros at 10:20, Midday Midway at 10:40. And Hub Arkish is going to join us today at 11.
All right, guys.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.